The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. It was about states in the Northeast, five big ones. Trump once again victorious, but how about Governor Kasich? And Hillary Clinton in the money, except for Rhode Island. Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News joins us right from the get-go. Ellen, were you surprised at all by the Republican results or no?
Well, I'm not really. I'm actually surprised that Kasich did as well as he did, believe it or not, even though he came in a very distant second, because Cruz just does not play well in the Northeast. And I actually had predicted Trump way back in August. So people thought I was insane, but I had a read of people that they want something different, and that is where Hillary Clinton is going to have trouble in the general.
Yeah, so talk about Hillary Clinton for a second. When you say she's going to have trouble in the general, what happens to Hillary if it's Hillary and Trump?
Well, I think, you know, there's a very good, everybody says Hillary's going to win. And I was told by people who are very big cheeses in the Democratic Party, elected cheeses, not people like Wasserman Schultz, although I guess she's elected, that they want to run against Trump. And I said to them at the time, this was in September, I said, no, you don't. And, you know, they're just convinced that they're right and that Trump is going to be just absolutely smashed to death by the Democratic machine. Be careful what you wish for, because that is not necessarily going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. So now that we see the signs on the wall, we also are hearing that still at the Republican convention, don't assume it's Trump. That's insane, isn't it?
Well, you know, again, I think he's going to probably come between 60 and 100 delegates short, maybe, of the nomination. And, you know, there's lots of golf games, et cetera, that you can give to delegates to flip those delegates to your side.
Yeah. If there was a way to flip it and they flipped it away from Trump, who do you think they'd go to?
Well, I think they'd probably go to Kasich because he has a very good chance of beating Hillary Clinton. He's well-liked in that kind of way, and then it's establishment versus establishment. This is not an establishment year.
Yeah, boy, that's true. It is not an establishment year, no doubt about that. Washington, of course, talking about what's happening here, but then there are a slew of other things, including with James Clapper, the director for intelligence, talking about
the water situation.
Yeah, the water situation. What do you make of that?
What's happening is, as you know, there's a drought, and also we have lead pipes that were considered the gold standard when I was growing up, and now, of course, poisoned everybody. Plus, they're coming apart. And I don't mean at just the ends, but inside. And this is a very big problem. And Clapper's saying that next to ISIS, ISIL, we have got to worry about our water, that is really the prices. It could cause all kinds of discord. Trust me, this is going to be a question that will come up at the presidential debate.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. That's absolutely for sure. All right, Ellen Ratner, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So good to have Ellen on the show, and you heard she's right. We did talk about that, and here's the real inside scoop that you got from Ellen. Ellen, who knows everybody, it seems, in Washington, seriously. Could there be anyone more connected, both to Democrats and to Republicans, is saying, look, the Democrats that she knows, the well-heeled Democrats, the donors, the people who move the party, are looking at this and saying, oh, if it's Trump, great. And she's also saying that so many realize and are realizing now the validity of a Trump possibility because this isn't an establishment year. And that's it. That's what differentiates the field, not an establishment year. So, not mathematically eliminated, Bernie Sanders is far behind and faces impossible odds, but wants to stay alive in this thing. The Republican results narrow chances for Cruz and Kasich, but as Ellen said, if you're still officially 80 votes shy, there is something they can do with the delegates, and how crazy would it be? That's why Cleveland has the potential to be such an explosive convention. No question about it. I mean, absolutely no question about it. So the key wins, step closer for Hillary, and for Trump, theoretically, certainly a step closer. But the probability that mathematically, even though he's so far ahead, officially, mathematically, if you're still 60 or 80 short, that does open the door for some shenanigans that would be completely legal party-wise, but would be outrageous to so many who want Trump. He doesn't get the endorsements. He does not get the party favor. He is not the one for any of the establishment folks. How furious would some of you be who want to vote for Trump if this maneuvering happens? I think it would be an insane convention, which is why I keep pointing to the convention. Because I think that's exactly what happens. Exactly what happens. All right, as we move along here for the rest of this Hour of America tonight, of course, we're always open for your calls, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And we've got another version of the numbers. We do that We Can Count thing. As we're talking about We Can Count, I here at the satellite facility, and many of you listening to the show, are dealing with some extreme weather, tornadoes, large hail hitting spots in the Midwest, brutal thunderstorms and hail in my neighborhood. One tornado confirmed in Texas, north of Dallas in Grayson County, not the county where our satellite studio is. So we've got warnings in Oklahoma and Texas, in Kansas and Kentucky, getting blasted by thunderstorms. Flood warnings are in place, and I know some of you have dealt with that. The National Weather Service said one tornado was spotted on Tuesday night about 25 miles west of Bloomington, Indiana, another to the south in Vandenberg County. And the discussion that I had with some people earlier at dinner was how many people have storm shelters. And lo and behold, there was someone at the dinner where there was about 15 people who said, if the weather gets really significantly spikes and we see massive hail and there's tornado possibilities, problems, I've got a storm shelter that fits every single person in this room. It's big enough to house about 25 people. There were school districts that had decided the threat was significant enough to shut down at the tail end of the day and send kids home and not to have any after-school activities. I know in Texas they did that, in many of the areas in Texas they did that, in Oklahoma too, because of the lightning bolts that were touching down and some of the, frankly, just again, the severe weather. All right, when Willie says it, he means it. On the road again. We want to take America tonight on the road.
On the road.
Go to kateontheroad.com. Check it out for more details and find out how you can help. See you in a few.
The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about numbers. I say it all the time. So let's give you some numbers. How about this? As we jump to another version of We Can Count. George Lopez, the comedian, this is some birthdays, 55 years old. I met him one time. Well, I shouldn't say met him. I had a brush with him in an airport. I'm trying to think what airport. It was Washington. It was Washington, D.C., and he was at a Pizza Hut getting a little mini pizza. He knew people were recognizing him, and he was smiling, and nobody was bugging him. He just had kind of a cap on, pulled down over his head. Valerie Bertinelli, 56 years old. And how about Lee Majors? Think about that. The $6 million man. He is 77 years old. 77 years old. Wow. It just seems like yesterday, doesn't it? So you see the young Lee Majors running across the TV screen in slow motion with that crazy music playing. And let's jump to some other numbers, shall we? Including this one. You know, in talking about people who eat things and then get sick from them, and we hear the E. coli thing. We saw what happened with Chipotle and whatnot. But this one, I think, is the worst of the worst. And they were gorgeous looking. I happened to see the story, and I saw the beautiful, it looked like lemons. And I thought, wow, I wonder what market that is. I wasn't even paying attention to what the headline said. But 26 people, and a lot of them from just one family, died after ingesting sweets. They weren't lemons. It was some kind of sweet ball that looked like a lemon that had been mixed with pesticides. You know, you think about pesticide, and man, that's unbelievable. It was the confection stuff. This guy bought about 11 pounds of, they call it ladu, which is a ball-shaped confection composed of like dough and sugar. And they were at a nice hotel in this village in Pakistan, and lo and behold, this family was celebrating the birth of a grandson, and it killed them, killed almost the whole family. One sister, two children in the family have died after eating it. And investigators say the shopkeeper's servant is saying he accidentally mixed pesticide into the ladoo. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? That gives new meaning to you go out. And even this is Pakistan, but you go out and eat, and you're certainly not expecting your food to be spiked by accident with pesticide. Man, unbelievable. And I bring it up because it's a number, but I saw the, they look gorgeous. If you were walking in this market and you saw and someone said, oh, that's the famous ladoo that we eat, you would probably get one. It would just pull you right in. I mean, right in. Ugh. Okay, let's move to another one. How about, let's move to this. We go from the sweets, the sadness of the sweets, to the U.S. sending F-22s. Yeah, that's something completely different. The warplanes to Romania. So why were they sending them to Romania? Well, you know, whenever we rally the birds up, it means it's either a warning, something serious is going on, and just to say, hey, back off. So these are some of the most advanced warplanes, by the way, that have touched down in Romania, they say, for the first time near the Black Sea. And it's just a very quick number, short hop, whatever they say, from the Ukraine. The U.S. sent the F-22 Raptors to southeastern Europe 2 weeks after the Russian fighter jets buzzed an American warship in the Baltic Sea. Remember when that happened? We talked about it on the air. So they're showcasing for Russia our ability, and these jets are beautiful, our ability to be right there in a moment's notice. I mean, they're stealth, they're speedy, they travel twice the speed of sound, and they're very, very hard. This is the key thing. Very hard to spot on radar. So remember, to give you a little history, I know you all know this, but Russia annexed the Crimea from the Ukraine in 2014, and the continued military exercises in that area. It's saying they're going to spend $2.4 billion to upgrade their naval capacity. So it's got to be a little bit unnerving to while all of this, you know, happens. But I say, you know, bravo. That's what you do. The F-22 Raptors, react, baby. It's all about reacting and not sitting back on your heels. And so obviously obviously, they didn't do that. That's for sure. Anything but that, to just show again. Listen, if you're going to buzz us, we're gonna give it right back to you as good as it gets. I mean, how's that? I say again, bravo. The suspension of Tom Brady. Now, that's four games. A judge says, yep, you're going to have to do it. You have to do that four-game suspension. I don't think it's a shock, but a lot of people are reacting to it. Oh, what's he going to do? Is he, you know, Deflategate seems like it's in our rear mirror, and it is, because it wasn't this past season, it was the season before, but it's the court system, and they're saying, a judge said, you got to do it. You get that suspension is upheld. So I'm assuming in the beginning of the year for you Patriot fans that Tom Brady will do that four-game suspension. They're not going to drag this out any longer. I think he expected that was a possibility and was going to happen. And so it just has become the inevitable. It has happened. And the upshot is for the first four games, I would assume, he wouldn't be there, which completely makes sense. Do it in the beginning of the year. All right, how about this? Since we're on the game of football, the NCAA has a ban that could keep one kid from college. Now, that's always a dicey thing about who's making the leap out, who has the chance to make it into the pros. And Jadeveon Morton is a kid who has like incredible skills. He's a 16-year-old sophomore in Detroit, and he's talented. He's got smarts, they say. A lot of people are already looking at him. I mean, there's already buzz around him. But, of course, he doesn't have a lot of money. His father had a health issue, so they say the family has not a great money situation. He's got two older brothers. One went to college in Illinois. The bills were too much, so then he had to come home. Then they had grants and student loans. He went to college. So you get the picture of what this is. So in college football, here's the deal. You have to be careful about these camps that you go to. And he went to a camp, but they're banning teams. When banned teams are holding satellite camps, that means that schools have to conduct camps and clinics at their school facilities regularly used for practice or competition. You can't go to these factory areas. And apparently, that's what happened. He went to one of these camps. And if, you know, so if that's the case with the hundreds of thousands of kids that go to these satellite camps, and they're saying, well, that, you can't do that. If you do that, then you can't, it's against the rules. You can't do it. And the rule is really about protecting college football and their turf is what it's about. You know, that you can't, they're saying that it's just not, the off-season camps for kids that are being held, and so now you have to be careful where you hold them, because the NCAA has this rule that I think needs to be changed about where these camps are held. It's really crazy that it's a promotion thing. And they want them to go to their camps. They don't want them to go to out-of-state satellite camps or whatever, which seems so ridiculous. Well, I guess you have to give these families, I know this sounds like a convoluted story, but you got to give these families, I guess, a map to what you can and can't do. So because of this ban, it could cost kids like this kid, who's really talented, really a likable kid, and has a tough family situation, from getting a leg up. And he's probably going to lose that opportunity unless there's some sort of a change. Brutal. All right, remember, if you want to get in touch with us at America Tonight, go to americatonight.net. You can also go to Facebook, katedelaney.com, and Twitter, Real Radio Talk. Stay with us.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Great nation, take cover. I see some hail coming in my direction. If you hear any cracks, you know that that's just the lightning behind me. You know, you get used to the weather. And I think it was somebody who called in yesterday, might have been Grim, who said, oh, I saw that weather in your neck of the woods again. But you know what? This is what we expect. And there's not much you can do to gear up for it other than, as I mentioned at the top, I ran into somebody who had a storm shelter, and of course a storm shelter, because of the fact that tornadoes have become more of a staple more than anything else. And then just kind of an interesting aside for any of you listening to the show that have dealt with hail, I can say as a kid, did I hear hail occasionally? Did we ever have hail? Yeah, but it was just like little tiny things of ice. I never had seen big hail until I moved to Texas, and then I saw baseball like hail, and the people in all over Texas and Oklahoma and the Midwest, and any of you that deal with hail on a consistent basis, they are they're people that have places where they park their cars underneath areas underneath bridges as soon as they know hail's coming. There were people who put pads around their windows and try to do anything they can to protect their cars from hail, because hail damage is such a big deal. They sell cars with XYZ off that are hail damaged. And as I mentioned, I didn't think it was that big of a deal until I had a car that got hail damaged, and then I realized the power of those kinds of storms. Hey, there's power in recall, right? Power in recall because it scares you right to your bones. Are you a chicken eater? Pilgrim's Pride. They recalled 4.5 million pounds of chicken. So check this out. I am a chicken eater, a big chicken eater. And I was seeing that the chicken is in boxes of whole grain breaded nuggets. Whew. Patties, breakfast patties, tenderloin and popcorn style varieties. If you eat that kind of stuff, look out. The material, they say, includes plastic, wood, rubber, and metal. So they were sold in stores under different names, Gold Kissed Farms, Pierce, Sweet Georgia Brands, and they have a list of the recall on the USDA's website if you're curious or worried about that. They learned that they had a problem because people complained about finding plastic in the nuggets. So that they let the government know April 6th, and the recall expands from the initial recall to much bigger. No health problems so far related to any of this, so that's the good news there. What are the odds that I would find some wood in my chicken? Well, if you had those particular boxes, there could be a good chance that you could find that. You know, somebody said to me, have you ever found anything in your food? I don't want to turn everyone's stomach. A hair. You find hair. People are working. They're around food. You go out. You think it's safe. And then you look what happened with the Chipotle stuff. They're still trying to peddle back into people's minds that it's healthy, it's fresh, it's going to be okay. We've set some safety standards that will change what's happened in the past at Chipotle. Whoops. I think it's hard to get people back in if they constantly are hit by, you hear the words E. coli especially, it does not leave you feeling good. E. coli. What would it be like to get E. coli? Could be fatal at the worst end of it. It's a hellish thing to go through. Nobody wants to walk in to get lunch and then walk out and have E. coli. So they're still trying to turn that image around. So when you're hit by something that affects people, now in the case of Pilgrim's Pride, there were the reports of the wood and the metal and all of that, the plastic. But if you've got a slew of people in the hospital, that's one thing. So they may have dodged this a bit. All right, right at the top, and we said this at the beginning of the show, but if you just tuned in, you're like, why is she talking about chicken recall? Huge wins for Trump and Clinton. They're not worried about chickens and recalls in the USDA at this point. Trump swept all five states. Clinton took 4 out of 5, which we thought that Clinton would not win Rhode Island. She did not win Rhode Island. And what then happens is the conversation continues about, we just went through another Super Tuesday. You just heard what I just said. We have, 100 days, less than 100 days until the conventions. So getting to the conventions, what is that going to look like? And who, if you listen, you might hear some thunder. And who won't drop out of the race? Bernie Sanders, who won Rhode Island, said he's not dropping out. He's saying, forget it, I'm not dropping out of this race, because he has the momentum of the people, but he does not have the votes. So for Bernie Sanders, he has said when he launched his campaign in May, we begin a political revolution to transform our country economically, politically, socially, and environmentally. Enough is enough. And he keeps calling for people to take back our government from the handful of billionaires and super PACs. But he's not getting the delegates. And it comes down to the same thing. If he doesn't have the delegates and the delegate count is what has to sway in his favor. But he's trailing. So now he's getting some free media, but, and he certainly has crowds in these parks and whatnot. but he's pushing for changes to the 2016 Democratic platform to embrace even more of the issues that are the cornerstone of his campaign. So Sanders may have fewer delegates than Clinton, but I think he knew going in he was going to try to affect the policy. So he won't drop out because he's got issues he's fighting for in the campaign. It's his life's mosaic, his work. That's what he's fought on. So regardless who wins, Sanders will continue to ask people to join him in his campaign to build a future that works for all of us, not just the few at the top. So he's the champion of that cause. And I don't think that goes away, which is why he's not going to go away before the convention, because he knows that he has more power in staying firm, and he'll stay firm, and then maybe there would have to be some sort of concessions made, I'll call it that. There's a better word than that. So that he helps Hillary Clinton. So that he helps her. And not hurts her once it becomes official. Because once it becomes official, then that's a whole different can of worms. It opens up a lot of different possibilities, for sure. A lot of different possibilities. I have to say, and I said this a few times now we've been on the air, I know, as I look at the election, we all thought, or Ellen Ratner did, I thought it, Bob Ney thought it, that Trump was in this thing to stay. But will he, after everything that's gone on, will he actually get the nomination? Or is he tripped up and somebody else jumps in and it's exactly the scenario or the script that the Republican establishment prefers? What a jab that is, right? If that happens. And then how do they get, you know, will Bernie Sanders support Clinton? I think so. If he gets some yeses on his agenda items, then maybe he's a great ally and helps her. But is Trump really going to, if it's Trump, how is he going to get that support that he needs to run in a general election, frankly, because the general election then becomes where it's at. And already that conversation has started to fly in that direction. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we have another edition of Shred It Bingo, and what I want to call everything in between. Shred It Bingo. And we've come up with a new third word because it's been crazy, some of the stories that we've gone through. And Nathan Reeder will join me for that. And one of them has to do with the television personality that came back on the air and was so upset that her co-star was moving on and she was not told about it. Breaking up is oh so hard to do, isn't it? Fruits and Nuts. Shred It. Bingo. We'll have to wait and we'll have to ask Nathan about that and a slew of other crazy stories that don't involve television personalities but involve tech, for example. Don't you go. I know you're riveted. Stay with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Tonight. Appreciate all the support through the miracle of the internet too. Each and every day I come in and I get massive amounts of mail, frankly, and coming up in our next hour we will definitely hit the mailbag. To remind you, Donald Trump swept all five states, Hillary Clinton everything but Rhode Island. So Trump just raking it in on Super Tuesday, and really for the most part, Clinton, the very same thing. And it's still about the delegates. Fill in the blank. It has to be about the delegates because the way the system works is how many numbers do you have? If you have the right numbers in the end, then you don't have to worry. The problem is for both of them, they won't have the exact number. However, I think easier for Hillary. She'll have to adopt or figure out how she can get Bernie Sanders to help her, but I think that's possible. For Donald Trump, I think it's a lot tougher because the establishment guys are shooting at him. It was kind of like one of those boardwalk deals where you get the gun and you're trying to hit the star, you know, hit the star out. They're trying to hit the Trump out. And they might be able to do it because of some shenanigans that could be pulled at the convention. See, I say I don't care if you like Donald Trump or not, but doesn't it seem obvious that if enough people are voting for him that he should be the Republican nominee? But should and what happens are always, or quite often anyway, two different things. All right, we're going to invite Nathan Reeder, the producer of the show, the technical director, the maestro, the man, to join us in just a minute here for another version of Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! How are you, Nathan?
You know, I think I'm pretty good.
I like that. You know, I think I'm pretty good. Yeah. All right, so it's about shredding it or bingoing it or shredding it, bingoing it, or fruits and nuts. Either one. You can either one of the three you can pick. But there's a show called Kelly and Michael. It's one of those cheeseball-y morning shows on TV, but a whole lot of people watch them. It used to be Regis Philbin and Kathy Lee, then it was Regis and Kelly, then it was Kelly Ripa.
Oh,
Michael,
yeah.
Strahan, who is a famous ex-football player who won a Super Bowl. Then they have kind of a good chemistry, and they were together for 5 years, but ABC offered him big, juicy money to be on Good Morning America, which he was already doing pieces for them, stories, a few reports here and there. He didn't tell her, and the ABC guys didn't tell her that was happening, and it broke all over the place, and she was furious that...
You mean Kelly?
Kelly Ripa, so they just kind of poked her in the eye, didn't say, hey, by the way, your partner, he's got this offer from ABC, and we're blessing it, and he's moving up, and whatever, so we'll look for somebody else, and da-da-da-da, whatever things they say. So she boycotted. She was gone for 4 or 5 days, and it's become a big sort of Twitter war, not between the two of them, but people picking sides between the two of them. She came back on the air and said, well, now that all this national attention's gone away, and just kind of made a joke of it. But I don't know. Was that the right way to handle that?
You know, personally, I don't think I would have done that. But it is kind of annoying when you're making large plans and your content is, you know, seemingly in a business partnership when really you're getting shuffled around like, you know,
yeah,
pawns.
Yeah, and that's what happens a lot. Media is a lot different. I just think they made a mistake because obviously they value her enough. She's been there since 2000. And so somebody just didn't, they could have had a meeting and said, hey, so that's all fair in love and war. He's got another gig. Okay. So you just tell her.
Yep.
Bingo. Just tell the truth.
Yep.
Come on.
I agree.
It's that easy. You know, the truth is always better. What is it? What's that old saying? The truth shall set you free? Or something like that?
Something like that.
I mean, listen, I get it if it's feelings, 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 but it wasn't about that. They didn't even think of it, I bet. If I were laying money, I would say they didn't think of it. So I'd say shred it. Get some wits about yourself and do it the right way. It's somebody moves on. They get a better gig. It happens. It happens. All right, so let's move on to another one. How about this story out of Portland, Indiana, where a convicted burglar sued the homeowner who shot him during an attempted break-in. It is classic. You came into my house. You tried to steal something, so try to steal my crap, so I shoot you. Now
I mean,
I'm suing you.
That's a Merle Haggard song, isn't it?
It is. I don't know what that song's called, but you're absolutely right. It is a Merle Haggard song. It is classic. So, I don't know, bingo, shred it, or fruits and nuts.
Nice try. The loop-de-loop of the legal system. It's really fun out there, guys. Go and find your friend who went to law school.
Boy, no kidding. Hopefully you do have a friend that went to law school, because when somebody pulls some cockamamie, bizarre, worthless suit on you, you're still in the middle of it. So you have to deal with it, and you're going to end up ponying up some money for an attorney or do it yourself and have a chance of it falling apart. That's crazy.
Oh.
Crazy! Okay, so I will describe this for you. It kind of looks like it does look like you're in a helicopter looking down at giant, just tall buildings that are sprawling out. They almost look like a beautiful star because they're, you know, just buildings. You can see these buildings everywhere where they're popping out of the middle. So this is a city that's very over-photographed. and the city is Hong Kong. And Hong Kong has managed to capture what's very familiar in these giant tall buildings in a kind of a weird original light where it almost looks like something like Battlestar Galactica would fly into the middle of. It's very, very cool. So it's an urban jungle, though. There's no question. It's a very, very crowded city. So is it bingo, fruits and nuts, or shred it when you try to make your city look better and you just come up with a different angle when you're a really super cool photographer?
I think I'm just going to go with fruits and nuts about what this question really is.
What you have to do is, here's what you do. It's all over. You can find it anywhere on the internet. Just Google.
What's the structure called?
Victoria Harbor.
Okay.
And it shows you the pictures that were taken in Victoria Harbor in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And you see it, and it is mind-blowing. I mean, I think it's mind-blowing. This photographer is incredible. And the city is photographed a lot. And I'm going to say thumbs up to the photographer for coming up. I'm going to say bingo. Come up with a different angle.
What's your photographer's name, Kate?
The photographer is... what is his name? Young. That's his last name. I only know him as Yang. I don't know what his first name is. It looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like layers of Lego buildings. That's why I think I like it, because I've spent some time in Lego. My aunt in Florida is really close to Legoland.
Awesome.
It's really cool. Legoland is very cool, too. But I just like the style. I'm just saying.
Tokyo is beautiful. I mean, the light structure there is quite amazing. So I'm sure it looks like toys from above.
Yeah, how cool is that?
So I'll go with bingo.
Yay, we agree. How about that?
Nice.
Bingo. I like that. All right, let's go to another one here. How about this? Oh, I don't want to go there. I was going to go there, but I'm going to let that one go. I'm self-editing. I'm self-editing
nice.
For a second.
I'm going to go with bingo on that.
Bingo that I'm self-editing.
I'm bingo with self-editing, yes.
I like that self-editing. All right, how about this? Bingo on all the purple buildings, all the iconic buildings being lit up still this week? I say bingo. It hasn't even been a full week that Prince has been dead.
Oh, yeah. It's quite amazing.
It is. It's cool to see. I mean, obviously, he captured the hearts and minds of a lot of people all across the board, at least three generations for sure. All right, Nathan, always fun. Thank you.
My pleasure. Hi. Bye, guys.
Turn it purple. Whatever it is in your life, it's only goodness, right? Purple rain, purple rain. Thanks for listening.
Blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.